I think this is her third or fourth visit to St. Paul's. I can't remember. Fourth, yes. I lose track. but we thank God for Esther and her love for this house and our love for her. And it's thank you so much for telling us and offering to bring a team here. They're part of a team, I think, of 23 or 25 who've gone to Cornwall, come here as well, and they're going on to Margate. I had an interesting moment on yesterday morning at 10:30 when Mark runs from the church office and says, I've got immigration at Heathrow on the phone. They got a Canadian, and they want to know, is he really coming here? What's he doing? Has he paid his way? And he says he's going on to, what did he say? Margate. And I said, yeah, I know that. What's the name of the church in Margate? I have no idea, I said. Have you got a phone number for Margate? No, I say. And I think, oh, am I landing him in it? No. But, you know, God wanted you to be here, and we give thanks for that. So I'm going to hand over now to Esther. And I'm sure they're going to bless us now to share testimonies. As I said at the beginning, 58 people turned up. I got more exhausted than the people prophesying because I was ushering people in and out, which was great. And I know they touched lives and are going to touch more lives here tonight and tomorrow as well. So as we hand over to them, we just be expectant. Wait to see what God's going to say to you through their testimony, their stories, through their words tonight and tomorrow.
Thanks, Bobby.
You've got that on.
Yes.
So, well, you might want to hand that to
somebody. You move down a bit.
Yeah.
This side over here is looking, feeling a little bit left out because we're all over there. Yeah, so we have a team that's basically come from everywhere. I think we only have two Canadians, Shay and Steve. Could you put your hand up so people know who you are? Oh, sorry, Carissa. I've been having problems with names. I've been calling her Narissa the entire time. I'm like, what does Narissa mean? We still haven't found out. Maybe it's the Lord. Narissa and Steve are from Canada. And we have several Americans. So the Americans, put your hands up. So we have Emily, Laurie, Rachel, Steve, and Shay. And we have Dave. Steve is the Canadian. See what I mean? And we have Austrian. Oh, sweetie. We have an Austrian. And we have me. I'm from Sierra Leone originally. I was born in London. But this is also, so I have like two nations that I represent, Sierra Leone and England. So, yes. All of us are alumni from Bethel. And everyone here has literally paid their way to come. This is what Bethel does. Bethel exports. They love to train in revival and send us out. And every opportunity we have to go out, we take it, we run for it. So that's why we're here, to bless you guys. You know, we love this. Maybe we could share about the day today, see what God does. And then we're just going to go after words of knowledge and see what God does. If anybody's saying they need healing, we're just going to pray for healing. We're just going to flow with the Holy Spirit. And we just say, don't be a spectator. Be in a place of expectation and steward in the presence of God. And let's just see what God does with that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then we'll just keep going. So, Sabine, do you want to share? We just passed the mic down to see what God did. And if anybody here came for a word this afternoon and you got something that's really impacted your life, if you want to share, please come up. Because it's really encouraging. I think last time we came in January, we gave 42 words to 42 people. And today we did 58. Who knows, next time we might do the rest of the church. You might have to be here for 2 days. Yes. Yeah, awesome. Do you want to start? Awesome.
So I was part of the treasure hunts today. Oh, we went to the high street. and ask God before for a few words and just people to highlight people to us. So we got there, and I was in the group with Nathan and Hannah. And just to say, they're so courageous, just blessing people and loving them. They did so well. I was really impressed with them. I found the lady who was limping, so I got to pray for her, and she was quite happy. She was open and happy, and she was just so thankful to receive prayer. And that was kind of the experience throughout the afternoon or the time we were there. People just, at first they were a bit of like, why do you want to pray for me? But then they were, actually, if you don't mind, yeah, can you pray for me? So it just, like, loving them and just telling them that God sees them, it made such a huge impact on them. And we definitely sowed seeds with that today.
I was also with the treasure hunters. And I think my favorite is the little girl at the beginning when we were all in a big group. It was one of the first families we stopped, and she was probably like 3 years old. And she's like, the parents kept walking, and she literally was like dragging them back and was like, no, I want prayer. So we got to pray for her, and then she got her dad in for prayer, and then her mom was walking away, and she dragged her back. So it was really cute. It was just this little child of, she knew that God was there and just wanted her family to be blessed, and we were like, we should keep her, because she was like, as her parents were being prayed, there's somebody else walked by, and she's like, and you're next. So.
I also went with the treasure hunts. And I also, you know, Nathan and Hannah are incredible. They rocked it. So we were just like standing behind, like, you just keep going, like, keep praying. So a few weeks before the trip, I kept getting this vision of a man in a yellow shirt, and maybe roughly around in the 40s. And I was originally thinking maybe, because I went to Ireland before this trip, I thought maybe he would be there, but I didn't see anyone. And I kind of kept that to myself. But today, David actually got a black mustache and then the word or the name Arthur. And as we were walking down the street, there was Arthur's barber shop and had like a big black mustache on the window. And then I like turned around. There was a man with a yellow shirt walking in, and he was like in his 40s. And I just got too excited. I was like, we have to stop. Like, we can't not. This is too many clues. And so we went in. And he did sit down. He was kind of more just like ready to get his hair cut, not really interested. But we were just, I don't know, I just got too excited. I was like, you don't understand, like, we found you. Like, I've been waiting for so long, and here you are. And it's, we never got to really tell him the process, but I'm like, you really, like, you don't understand, like, you're amazing, like, we found you. But I felt like there was something the Lord wanted to highlight finances over him, and so I kind of quickly was like, because at first he was like, I'm not interested, but I just kept going anyways. And I was like, the Lord is going to bring breakthrough in finances. And his face was kind of like, oh, like, you can tell maybe there was something going on that was kind of, he was going through a rough time maybe. But then he kept just saying, like, please, no, I'm not interested. Like, just go away. But even though we were stopped very quickly, it was still very encouraging just to at least step out, get it out. Because he could probably remember that, you know, what if in a few days he does get a breakthrough, and he can always remember that moment of like, why, like, these people stopped me and told me about that, which we've heard stories so many times of that happening, of people being saved and becoming these, you know, crazy evangelists, just through that. But it was just really fun. It was great. So we found a man in a yellow shirt, found him.
My guess, I was on a treasure hunt too. I had a list of too many little things, but I figured roaming around, I could find a few folks that might fit with the shoes I had down, and besides the mustache and Arthur. And couldn't find anybody. We wandered around. It was Rachel and Mark. Yeah, we were bumming around. We decided to go into a supermarket where people weren't moving so fast and couldn't get away from us as easily. And we couldn't find anybody fitting the bill. So we wandered around. This was in, what was the name of that? We were in this mall place. Whatever he said was right. So then there were people that had little vending booths. So we kind of meandered away from each other. And I thought, I got to do something here to feel like I've found something, someone to talk to. So I decided I would just go after the booths where they couldn't get away from me. And I ended up seeing this lady selling some flowers that she had made and little vases that had colored beads in it. And I thought, well, I'll just talk to her a little bit. Why not? So I started chatting with her. She lit up. She was a sweet lady. And so I thought, well, I got to move this conversation somewhere from away from the flowers. So I asked her, so do you have any pain in your body? And she said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do, right between my thumb and my index finger where I tie flowers. And I said, well, would you mind if I prayed for you? And she said, oh, well, sure. So I ran around the other side, and I said, can I hold your hand? She said, sure. So I put my fingers on that spot, prayed for her once, and explained that, you know, if the pain right now is about a 1 and 10 is where the pain's totally done, what would you say it is right now? And right away, she said, about a 3. And I said, okay, we're going to do some more. She said, oh, that's all right. And I said, no, come on, let's just go for some more. So I prayed for her each of 4 times, I think it was. And the 4th time, she said the pain was gone. So she was healed. And I thought it was fascinating as I told her that I was a Christian, if she didn't catch that I was. And she says, oh, I'm a psychic. And I said, that's cool. But that, and then, so she gave me a flower, which was nice. So I really enjoyed that. And went to some other booths as well, as Rachel will attest to. So, you know, it just goes to show, when you can't find anything in a treasure hunt, you make up treasures as you go along. And then you got something to do. And you never know. God will bring something better than what you had on your list.
My testimony is more of the power of prophecy and having an accent. So we were going, same story, nobody wanted to stop. And I didn't find anybody, like, on my treasure list, which is okay. So we just decided to stop at the little booths. And there's this one lady there that I started talking to. And she goes, she heard my voice. And she's like, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Texas. And she's like, that's in the U.S. And I'm like, yes, it is. So just having an accent made her, like, a lot more receptive to me. I don't know why. And then I just started talking to her about, like, her little business and just started, speaking into her life, just calling out, like, hey, you're actually really joyful. Like, you light up the room whenever you go into places. And that, before I had started prophesying over her, I had asked her if she wanted any prayer. And she's like, oh, no. I was like, oh, okay, well, God told me to stop and talk to you about how much joy you bring into people's lives around you. And she's like, oh. And I said, well, do you have any pain in your body or anything I can pray for you about? She's like, actually, I broke both of my legs. And I was like, okay. So we prayed for her, and it was just kind of time to move along. But I'm believing that her full healing is coming, and... yeah, so that was pretty cool.
I wanted to share a little bit about the power of prophecy and what we've experienced during our ministry time that we had in the prophetic booths. As more and more people came in and to see that God was saying stuff to them about them that we wouldn't have known anyways, and to see the joy and the smiles and the tears that were coming from this and the ministry that was happening was amazing to me, because it's just to think about that the God of the universe, who named the stars and placed everything in order, cares enough to speak to me, to speak to any of the team here about anyone, you or anyone out here, is amazing to me, that he loves us that much. And I just... saying this also because The testimonies of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And these testimonies are here to encourage you. And I really want you guys to go away not just encouraged, but I would love to see you, as Esther was saying earlier, to share what God has done in your life, either coming up here today or sometime. Just what did God do in your life while we were here? And that stuff will continue on. So I just want to release that over you. Thanks.
It's encouraging for us to, we want to give you the full time that we get. So when we are prophesying, we don't usually want you to ask questions or anything like that. But it's good to find out after, did we say anything that God is on? Because it encourages us for next time, so.
So my story is a little bit different. I never have had problems getting money, and this time I only got part of the money. And I wasn't able to go along the same way with the group. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm stretching your faith. Can you go? Because all I had was $25 in my checkbook. And 2 days before, people just started handing me money. And handed me money. And he said, can you trust me, Lori? And I said, Lord, I'm going to be by myself, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to go anyway. So today, you were actually my treasurer because I had the wrong name of the church. And I'm traveling. I'm knocking on doors up and down the road. And I'm like, I don't know where this church is, Lord. And finally, I saw Bimbi, and he looks at me with these beautiful eyes, and he says, yes? And I go, I'm looking for Esther. And he goes, are you from Bethel? And I went, oh, praise Jesus, he knows Bethel. And I saw the team, and I burst out into tears. And so it's just been a miracle for me to even be here. So I'm honored. So thank you very much.
My testimony is also from the prophetic booth. This has never happened to me before, but yesterday as we were driving here, we were sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic with red lights all around us, and the Lord just started talking to me about a woman I was going to meet. And he was like, tell this woman this, this, and this. I was like, okay, what's her name? What does she look like? Mm-mm. You don't get that information. Thanks. So I get here, and immediately, as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, there she is. That was last night. And he was like, no, not tonight. This morning. No, not this morning. And so finally, we're in the prophetic booth, and I'm like, okay, Lord, if you actually, want me to talk to her today, sit her down in front of me. And I wasn't even paying any attention. I look up, and the person sitting down in front of me is that woman. And she was my second person. And it was just so amazing to me because the Lord's been highlighting to me so many, how many amazing people you guys really have in this church. And it's just, it's filled with so many people of different walks and different experiences. But you've come together and you form this community, and it's just one of the most beautiful things I've seen in my life.
What we think we're going to do is, I've asked the team to give out words of knowledge, and if they call a word for something, even If it's about healing, we're going to pray for healing. If it's not about healing, stand up anyway and let's just see where the Lord takes it. Okay? If anything about the word speaks to you, if you think this is directly for me, we'll just have you stand and we will just go with it. Yes. Would you like to share something? Oh, that would be wonderful. Yes. Anybody else want to share anything today? Don't be shy.
I just want to share this really with all of you and everybody here. A few days ago, the Lord gave me a picture, and I actually emailed the picture to Bimbi. And the picture was of a tall, rather old-fashioned plant stand, you know, the sort that comes right up here. And there was a really beautiful plant on it in a gorgeous plant pot. And the plant was just so beautiful. It was one of these leafy things, and it was just lovely to look at. And then I felt that the Lord said... Well, I asked the Lord, what is it? Why is it there? Because I didn't understand it. And the Lord said, this is my gift to you. And I thought, what does it mean, Lord? And then he said, the team that are coming, they are my gift to you. And I want you to treat them as you would treat the choicest gift that you have from your closest loved one, because I'm your closest loved one and they are my gift to you. And so he also said, treat them with joy, treat them with respect, and treat them with honor. And so I don't know how we can do that, but I would like to say that, and I would just and I pray that God will encourage you in that. And I can only encourage you, I hope, in that by saying that I was one of those that came up for a prophetic appointment. And my goodness, was God spot on. He really spoke to me. He spoke to me in the difficult places of my life, and he spoke to me in the deepest places of my life. And it was just so beautiful. So I can recommend next time, if you didn't do it this time, do it next time.
Thank you so much. Anybody else? Tears to my eyes.
Last time a team came from Bethel, my wife and I were given the word of legacy. They were spot on. They started with a song. They were doing all the worship that time. They started with a song where my second son had actually written the music. So it was a link in. We've had that word again today. But we had more than that. They were talking about completion and various things that we have been praying for. Now, it links with us with something else. We have for a long time, and quite a few years, been wanting to do more in terms of marriage work type things. And it was very much marriage that they were talking about. And we had prepared in the past, I won't go into details of that, for being able to do such things. And 2 weeks ago, we had an email from Mark and Georgina saying that they were keen on doing a marriage course and to do it with us, which links well in for today of being a fantastic confirmation of where we were heading.
Come on, that's awesome. Anybody else? Yes.
Well, with my soul, and all what Laurie said is spot on. Laurie, what Laurie said about all the feathers I'm surrounded by feathers and all what's gone on in my life. And I actually looked up who wrote the song. It was Well With My Soul, and it's the chap who lost his children on the ship. Well, I'd looked it up before, but I saw it. But you were saying about what has gone on in my life and the sadness still going on, but God is bringing restoration and healing to me. So praise God for that.
Amen.
I can't sit there any longer. This was me. This is Emily just shared earlier about that she had word for someone actually even before you arrived, and yeah. And this was me, and I just wanted to say that I've not had the brilliant last couple of weeks, and your words have just so encouraged me and lifted me up. And I know I shouldn't be surprised, but the fact that God had me on his mind before you even arrived meant so much to me. I want to say thank you.
Shy, it doesn't bite. Okay. Do you understand? Who has a word of knowledge that you want to give? Okay, awesome. Huh? You can do anything you like.
Right.
You have the mic.
Okay, so I'm stretching myself. Does anybody, I felt a pain in my leg, and I saw a white brace. Did anybody, like, break anything, or do you have any pain in your leg?
Anybody with pain in their legs? Was like, anybody? I think I know who.
I have pain in the knee.
In the knee, but it goes down the leg. That's close enough. Anybody else with problems with their legs? Like,
there was somebody from the Celtic Police this afternoon.
Yeah, is it the lady with the
she had
yes, in her foot. But
she was hoping to be here tonight.
Mm.
Could we pray for you?
Yeah.
Could we pray for your leg? You don't have to come up, you can stay right where you're at. And
yeah.
How about you pray healing over him? And can we just have you guys
yes.
extend your hand?
Yes.
Because this is we're doing this as a body tonight, you know. We want to see the goodness, because God is good. He's giving so many of you words of encouragement, edification, and courage today.
Yes.
The same way that he would do that, it's the same way he wants to bring healing and restoration to your life and to your body. It's not God's heart that you have pain in your leg, in your back, in your knee. He wants to bring restoration. So, Lori, pray healing over him. You can go over there and lay hands on him. Whatever you want to do, it's totally up to you. Yeah.
I know we bring the Holy Spirit with us, but before when we were worshiping, I didn't know that there was a stained glass window, but I saw in a vision, and I saw the a dove, the Holy Spirit, fly in here. So I know that he's here. And I know that he's going to heal. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, I just command every sickness and the lightning love of God to hit you like never before. That everything in your body, I command it to work properly in the name of Jesus. I just release life and life more abundantly through your entire body right now. I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are just healing throughout his entire body. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit is in you, so it is just, he's just miraculously healing from within out. I just see, it's like mud, and I just see it breaking all over you. So I just release it right now, and that there's a new light shining, even brighter. We just thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Stay in that place and just keep testing things out. We're going to keep going. If you need more prayer, we're still here. We will actually pray again. So if anybody else has another word of knowledge or whatever comes to you, give it out. And just keep going.
Yeah. Earlier today, I felt like someone here has something wrong with their ear, and I think it was from a sporting injury, and they're having a ringing in their right ear. They might have been hit playing sports.
Anybody with problems in the ears, even if it wasn't a sporting injury, if it's close enough and you need healing, then it's for you. Okay, we have two. Awesome. Would you two stand? Anybody else? If you're wearing a hearing aid, if you have ringing in the ear, loss of hearing, please stand. Don't be shy. If God is on something, take it. Don't be shy, you know. We want to be a people, you know, when God speaks, take him quickly. Don't be shy, you know. There's no reason to be shy. You're in family. We love you. We're here for you. And God wants to heal your ear. Jump up and say, yes, that's me, right? Yeah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Go for it, Steve.
Yes, thank you, Jesus, that you are the great healer. By your stripes, we are healed. And I pray now in Jesus' name, that the pain will leave. In Jesus' name, I command that it's gone. Go now in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, that it'll be new ears. Ears will open in Jesus' name.
Release breakthrough over your ears in Jesus' name. Yeah. We command ringing in the ears to stop right now. Thank you, Father. We bless your ears to step into peace. We release the power of resurrection life over your ears. Yeah. You say, ears be opened. Be opened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Is anyone feeling any improvement in their hearing?
Any difference at all? Feel free to test things out, because we can pray again. No matter how small it is, just tell us. We will pray again. We want to see the really tiny little thing, because that's where breakthrough is. Okay, let's pray again.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, I command those ears to open now in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, for new ears, new eardrums in Jesus' name. I pray now. Ringing cease, hearing start in Jesus' name. You have no right to be here. I pray now for complete restoration in Jesus' name. Complete restoration. Is there a way you can test that now? Are you hearing any better? Is the ringing stopped?
No, I get tinnitus, but it's much more pronounced when it's quiet, so it's hard to test it.
Right.
I've certainly felt changes going on, but it's hard. You're spot on. I get a ringing.
Oh, I pray that it will continue to go away, that there will be no more ringing in your ear. In Jesus' name. The work is finished. It is finished. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing you are doing right now. In Jesus' name. Brand new ears. Restore the eardrum. Ringing cease. Hear clearer than you've ever heard before in your life. In Jesus' name.
there are any changes as we go, feel free to interrupt with joy and gladness. Mm-hmm. You know, God's presence is here. You know, if a word of knowledge is for you, seriously, break the mold, jump up and go, I take my healing. Take Jesus fast. Take him quickly. You know, we're not just, you know, just standing here making things up. It's like we just ask the Lord, like, what do you want to heal? If he takes the time for you, take time for him and give him a chance. Say, that's for me. I'm taking that. Mm-hmm. Stand up, say, I receive my healing. Take it quickly, you know, right? Mm. Yeah. Anybody else? Next, anybody have something?
Does anybody have nerve damage in their right hand?
Any or problems with your hands?
In your right hand.
Okay. Awesome. Anybody else with your hands too? Brilliant. Stand up. Take it quick. Anybody else? Cool stuff. Awesome. Just go for it.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, charge them.
Team go. Yeah. Yeah, God, I just pray for complete healing and restoration in the hand, that all the nerves, all the tendons, and all the muscles would come back into alignment with heaven. Lord, any pain that's there would just completely go. Yeah, I just pray for complete peace. Just complete peace.
Test out your hands. Open out your hands and test them out. And just see if there's any change, anything that's happening. You know, as we pray, test out things. Test it out. Move your hands. Move your hands. Is that possible to move your fingers and test things out? No? It's no? Okay. How is hers? How's things over there? Give the woman something to grab, please. Somebody, grab something. We want to know. Give her a cup.
It's all right, we're going to take it. Jesus.
You know, I'll tell you in the morning if it's any better.
Okay, but can you hold that coffee right now?
Yeah.
Were you able to do that before?
Give
the woman a bottle of water, something that's heavy, something with weight. How about that? Do you want to try that? It's a little heavy. It's painful. Okay, great, because now we know. So is it the same pain as before? It's the same pain as before. Okay, so we're going to pray again. Okay, and as we pray, it's okay, we can have the bag near so she can test it out again. Yeah, we want it healed, so we're going to have the bag near. So we're going to pray again, and then you're going to test it out again, because that's what faith is, and it's R-I-S-K, we all risk. Go on, pray again.
Yeah,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Yeah, just complete healing. In Jesus' name, yeah, we just speak healing over each of them, God. Let all the pain go. Any swelling that's there, just disappear in Jesus' name. Yeah.
We bless the tendons and the muscles in your hands. Yeah, we say step into peace. We say be released in Jesus' name. We just release your grace, Father. Release your healing grace. Your healing grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Every muscle, we bless the bone. Thank you, Jesus. We speak peace. Be healed right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Okay. We can test it again. Yay! Come on. Come on. So we're going to give thanks. When something like this, we give thanks. So Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We're going to give thanks. So give thanksgiving. Just begin to give thanks. Lead us in thanksgiving for the hand. So
thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
We thank you for what you're doing right now.
Yeah, thank you, God.
We ask for increase, Lord. Jesus, multiply the loaves and fishes out of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving increases the kingdom. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How's your ears? How's your ears? No difference.
Has been set up since the operation.
Okay.
Had a nerve cut in the throat.
Right.
And that's caused him to not speak and swallow.
Right.
And as a result, he's had to pee.
Okay. So let's pray. Let's. Okay. Does anybody here believe that Jesus can grow new nerves? Can he raise the dead? Can he? Does he heal the sick?
Yes.
He does, right? Okay, so let's stretch our hands. We're going to ask for brand new nerves in his neck. Brand new nerves. Thank you, Jesus, that there is storehouses in heaven that contain brand new body parts. Father, we just declare complete healing. We just say brand new nerves to appear in his neck in Jesus' name. We command the speech to return, Father. We just give you glory and praise that you can raise people from the dead. You're the Creator King. Nothing is impossible for you. It's your word, and it's the truth of God that is nothing that you cannot do. Father, we stand together as a body and we call forth a brand new nerves in his neck. And we bless your speech to return in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are good, God, all the time. You are good. We bless what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I know what it feels like sometimes. We experience people that have had a lot of prayer. And it comes to a point where you're like, well, yeah, if you want to pray, you can pray. It's almost like this expectation that God's not going to do anything. Right? I want you to change your heart. Change your heart because Jesus loves you. Change your heart and stay in a place of expectation. I can only imagine what you've been through. I can tell you this, it's not God's heart. Change your heart. And don't be upset with God.